Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big, big problem in our country. It's something that I've been meaning to talk to you about. I haven't brought it up previously. We've got a big problem.
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
We need to be fearful of all the white guys. All the white men. This is an elected congresswoman saying that we need to be fearful of white men in this country because of all the deaths that they have caused.
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
This is a woman who's married to her cousin or brother, who is a congresswoman elected from the state of Michigan. She wears a scarf on her head. She's speaking on Al Jazeera. Freedom of speech is a great thing. I love freedom of speech. Yes. This is what freedom of speech gets you. Freedom of speech gets you a Muslim woman elected to Congress, married to her brother, speaking about how awful white people are.
I would say our country should be more fearful.
Very fearful.
I am afraid. Of white men across our country.
Of white men.
They are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
Okay, now listen to me. If she were speaking about Anthony Fauci, then yeah, she's right. If she were speaking about Governor Whitmer, then yeah, she's right. She's white, I think. I don't know. She's a Jewish lesbian. Is that actually white? I don't know if that's white or not. I can't tell. If she's speaking about the disgraced former governor of New York, who had to get all the ventilators. We need all the ventilators. We need everybody on the ventilators right now. Governor Cuomo, handsy pansy, just couldn't keep his hands to himself. Didn't murder enough old people in the state of New York. Well, he's white too. Well, I don't know if he's white. He's Italian. You know, I'm Italian. My hands just go some places that they maybe shouldn't go sometimes. It's just because I'm Italian. It's not a thing. All right? Now give me my ventilators. Actually, what is white? If Jews aren't white and Italians aren't white, they certainly didn't used to be considered white. That's a historical fact. The Irish weren't considered white either. They were called pink. Who's actually white in this country? Anyway, I digress from that. Freedom of speech is such a great thing. If she is referring to all of these villains, these evil, wicked villains, if she's referring to Joe Biden and Donald Trump locking us down, taking away our freedom, stay home, stay scared. Then yeah, she's right. She's onto something. We do need to fear the white man, because the white man is responsible for many of the deaths in this country. How about the anti-gun white limousine liberal? The anti-gun white limousine liberal who sets up gun-free zones. Like, who's that 700-pound governor of Illinois? Pritzker, right? Is that his name? The 700-pound billionaire. He's a billionaire, which is why he's so fat. You know, in ancient times, being fat was a sign of wealth. People were like, oh man, this guy's got food. I want to hang with him. Whatever he's doing, he's not hungry. The rest of us peasants. we're not that fat. A fat woman was considered to be very beautiful because, like, wow, she's got some fat stores on her. If she's talking about Pritzker, Governor 700 pound, how about Krispy Kreme donut? Chris Christie. I don't know if he actually played a role in the COVID hysteria, but Krispy Kreme donut Chris Christie presided over New Jersey, which is a dumpster fire. He's not exactly pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, pro-self-defense, pro-private property. How about every white man that has ever presided over a blue district, a blue city, a gun-free zone, a dropout factory, which causes black-on-black crime to go up? Black-on-black crime is ignored in this country, and this retard says, well, it's Mr. Whitey's problem. Unless she is actually secretly based, unless she is having a moment of sobriety where she is admitting, yeah, you know what, it's the white liberals that have done this to our people. Unless she's doing that, she has to be it. Maybe her intellect is the result of being inbred. I don't know.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
Is she secretly based, this member of the squad? I think she's actually a conservative. I think she's secretly telling all of us. She's signaling it's the white man. It's Joseph R. Biden, fake Catholic usurper in chief. He's the one keeping interest rates high, deficit spending high, bailouts all the time, inflation in your face. Make food unaffordable and people will have to kill each other to eat. By Jove, I think she's got it. By Jove, I think she stumbled upon the truth. It smacked her right in her Habibi face. It knocked the hijab off of her head. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post. You can go to shop.mychurch.com. You know, speaking of crime in this country, caused by the wretched white man, we have so much crime in this country that literally you could send a news camera into a Walgreens and say, I don't know, San Francisco, and the news camera doing a story about crime would therefore just witness crime in the open.
This.
Chains, heavy chains that went from padlock to padlock on both sides of the doors, and this was bizarre, something I'd never seen before. This is just more icing on the cake. Telling us that rampant crime has become a regular part of life.
So typical that in the 30 minutes we were at this Walgreens, we watched three people, including this man, steal.
Did that guy pay? Did that guy pay? He didn't pay.
So you're literally there. You're doing a story about crime. And you witness crime. You see crime happening. You're like, we're doing a story about this. And that guy didn't pay. And wow, I'm actually witnessing something live. Why are people driven to criminality? What causes criminality? This is something that we really do need to discuss in this country. Because I don't think that either extreme end of the political spectrum really completes the full picture. You know what I mean? People on the left will say, well, what causes criminality is systemic racism and people being poor and poverty. And if we could just eliminate poverty, let's have a war on poverty. Let's just give them some food and stuff and give them some money and give them Obama phones. There's always a partial truth buried in the lies that they will tell you.